First of all, welcome to this Labor Day weekend. It truly is amazing that we can come and gather. I'm so proud of all of you that are coming to church on this holiday weekend. We should get bonus points. For those that are online, it's good to have you here, no matter where you're at. Could be at the lake, could be, no. As we come and we gather on this day, we are reminded about whose we are. And so we get a chance to come together and do our mission statement. I'm warning you. Today at Desert Hills, we celebrate.
Grace.
And we make
disciples.
Who?
Make a difference.
Because truly we have been blessed and we are able to be here proclaiming the love that God has for all who are here and online. I'm Pastor Craig Larson, and it is my privilege to be here along with Pastor Mike Sager, who, yes, has now been ordained for 29 years. Yeah. And his mom's so proud. No. Yes. Getting back to the announcements, note that we're celebrating again this weekend is the first weekend of the month, and so the food banks are collecting food. The bins are at the end of the hallways. As always, if you've happened to forget it this weekend, you can bring it to the church office, and we'll make sure it gets to the right place. Or hang on to it, because guess what? Next month, we're doing the same thing. On a seriouser note, we're going to be having a celebration of life this Thursday at 11 for Mike Hoy, and then a celebration of life this Saturday, September 9th at 11 a.m. for Melinda Byron. We ask that you continue to keep both families in your prayers. If you're able to come, please do so. If not, just remember to say a prayer, as truly they get a chance to realize the hope of the resurrection that we continue to profess because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Next weekend, the Global Missions Education Life-Saving Campaign through the ELCA World Hunger Program and the Good Gifts. You know, in December we talk about buying a cow. Well, next weekend, it's going to be an opportunity to contribute money, whether online or there's going to be a place in the back with the tables to go towards buying school supplies throughout the world for those people that continue to take and need that. Don't bring school supplies, but go ahead and there will be offering envelopes for those donations that are in the back, as well as there's going to be a giving link on our website. That's dhlc.org, and just type give, you'll see that it's on there. And that will be for the next two weekends, September 9th and 10th, and September 16th and 17th. So just make sure and be part of that. Surprise, surprise, tomorrow, Monday is Labor Day, and the church office will be closed. If you need us, you can call and leave a message on the answering machine, and we'll definitely return your call to that. Those that are first-time visitors, thank you for being with us. On the back is a welcome table so that you can continue to get to know us as a church, as well as all the activities that happen in and amongst and around this place. Well, those are the announcements. Let's continue then with a word of prayer. Almighty God, we thank you that you have called us, you have gathered us, that you have brought us all into your presence, O God. We give you thanks for those that are here in person. We give you thanks for those who are viewing us online. May your spirit continue to so infuse us with that sense of wonder and grace and forgiveness that we have received because of and through your blessed Son, Jesus Christ. God, we ask that our worship be that reflection of the praise and the glory and the thanksgiving that you, O Lord, instill in each one of us to help us to know that you are with us even in the most difficult times of our lives. Be with us now as we worship you. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing our opening hymn.
name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. O God, we thank you for your Son, who chose the path of suffering for the sake of the world. Humble us by his example. Point us to the path of obedience. And give us strength to follow your commands. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Today's first scripture reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, starting with verse 1. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had and set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth with wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. Then, when he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and he went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. And he ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring me the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Every difference.
Today's second scripture reading is a continuation of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." The Gospel of the Lord.
Beloved people of God, both here in sanctuary and online, may God's amazing grace fill you this day with all that you need. For we gather here today through grace, and we live our lives each moment through God's grace and God's love. Amen. Did you all notice it when you came into the parking lot? You all had to pass it. There's no way to come into our parking lot without passing it. It's right there, unless you come in illegally. Then you don't have to. But if you come in the proper way and you park in the parking lot, you had to see it. Celebrate grace. It was reminded to me during a new member class once, I never really thought about it, that those rocks remind us of our journey as a disciple of Jesus. And this journey begins always first and foremost, just like the choir reminded us, through grace. It is grace that allows us to enter into this space. It is grace that allows us to become in the very presence of God, whether on Sunday morning, Tuesday evening, Saturday, it doesn't matter what day. What matters is we enter always through that grace of God. And what does grace mean? It is something that we claim each week that we celebrate. We celebrate grace as part of who we are. But what are we celebrating? And why do we celebrate it and not just believe in it? What is it about grace that causes us to celebrate? Well, we hear today from the story of the Gospel of Luke, the longest of Jesus' parables, probably one of the most famous of Jesus' parables. Oftentimes, they call the prodigal son, or the forgiving father, or the grumpy older son. It doesn't matter what it's titled. We know the story, don't we? We all know the story of the man who has two sons. And the first son, the youngest son, asks for his inheritance. He wants what is his now. He doesn't want to wait. He doesn't want to be in the family any longer. He wants to go out on his own. And we're told he goes to a far-off land. He leaves behind who he was, all that he knew, all that gave him identity, and he goes to a foreign place. And we find out that when he's in that foreign place, he begins to become lost and he begins to die to himself. He loses who he is. Have you ever felt lost in your life? Have you ever felt at times in your life when you thought life should go in a certain direction or certain things should happen, and you wake up feeling lost, confused. Maybe there are days or weeks or months when we even feel dead inside. We're not sure who we are anymore. We're not sure how life is supposed to be lived out. We feel dead and lost and confused. We have been beaten up and bruised by the realities of this world. It's not what we had hoped for or expected. And my guess this morning, this young man who went off to find himself felt the same way as he was feeding the pigs. He felt lost. He felt dead. He even asked for help for those around him, and no one would give him anything. He was completely on his own. Everything he knew about who he was now lost. Who he was told he was now dead. And we're told that this young man comes to his senses. He realizes his father, who is very gracious, whose hired hands had food more than they could eat that they could share, that would be a better place to be. And in Jewish culture in the first century, the only way for this young man to go back to his family would be, in fact, to go back as a hired hand. He has lost his privilege as being a son, a part of the family. He has given up that ability, that right. And all he could be would be a hired hand. So this young man is simply asking for that which the culture allows him to have, to be hired on as one of the servants. So he goes back. He goes back and seeks out his father. And my guess is he's coming back broken and bruised from caring for pigs from a long journey. He smells still of the pig pen and the slop he fed. He comes broken and lost and dead. And into that reality, the father sees him. And this father runs out to him despite his smell, despite his brokenness, despite his condition. Despite even his confession, grabs him, hugs him, kisses him, calls for his servants to bring the robe of identity, the ring to signify he's part of the family, and to celebrate. And why does the father say we are to celebrate? It's not because now this son has made the right decision. It's not now this son has figured it out. It's not that the son has come to confess his brokenness and sin. The father says we celebrate for two reasons. The lost has been found. The dead now have new life. That's what we celebrate in grace. In grace, we celebrate when we feel lost, God finds us. When we feel dead, God brings new life. That's what grace does. Grace isn't about some transaction of God. It's about God seeking out the lost, welcoming those who are broken despite all the scars that we bring in our lives. Because just like that young man, we've all been beaten up, haven't we? We've all gone looking for things only to discover that there's no one there to help us. That we thought what would give us what we wanted leaves us wanting. And our lives just shift through our fingers like sand. And we feel dead. We feel lost. And it's in those moments that God's grace comes flooding upon us, offering us hope in the midst of death itself. And we celebrate. We celebrate because that which is lost, the one who doesn't know who they are, discovers their identity in Christ. The one who feels dead is now made alive. How can we not celebrate? But we also discover in today's story, today's parable, that the older son can't. The older son still believes that his relationship with his father is transactional. Because the son has been obedient, the father owes him. Owes him what he wants. And the son is upset. The son is upset because he doesn't see his brother, the younger son, the father's son, living up to his part of the transaction. See, he doesn't understand grace. Grace is not transactional. Grace is God's decision on your behalf to find you when you're lost, to give you life when you feel dead. And the father turns to the son and says, son, you have always been with me. You will always be with me. But your brother, who was lost is now found, who was dead is now alive. The father is offering this son grace. Offering this son an opportunity to celebrate that this brother of his, this one who's he's a part of his family, has been returned, rediscovered his identity, is given new life. How can we not celebrate everyone who shows up, whether here in this place or across the world, who shows up lost and broken, feeling dead, and receive the grace of God? How can we not celebrate how God reaches out to those darkest places of the world and offers them hope and healing and life? That is worth celebrating, sisters and brothers in Christ. Because we know our God is not a transactional God. Our God is a God who has chosen you for grace, for faith, for life, even when you feel dead. So we celebrate. And we are reminded every time we come into the parking lot, we're here because of God's choice to love us. We're here because God seeks us out. We're here to celebrate one another, that we have come to discover God's love for us in the world. We celebrate. We celebrate what God is doing, and that God's grace is enough. So if you'd like to dig a little deeper, here's what I invite you to think about this week. What about God's grace in your life are you called to celebrate with joy? What moments of your life have you felt lost or dead or wondered if anyone cares and God's grace came upon you? How can you be called to celebrate how God's grace has captivated you and given you hope? And how can we celebrate together this wonderful gift of God, where the lost are found and the dead are given new life? Amen.
Thank you.
Together, let us affirm our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate and was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We will now have the gathering of offerings. In Psalm 32, the psalmist reminds us of the blessings of being forgiven. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this day to give you our thanks, our prayers, our gifts of time, and the ability to proclaim your good news to a world that is in need of your word of hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember those who have recently died, including Pat Jacob, Erica Poole, and Robert Essie. O God, receive them into the arms of your mercy and everlasting peace. And may the truth and promise of God's resurrection Bring comfort and hope to their families and friends who grieve. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. New to the prayer list is Vicki Wimbush. We take time now to silently pray for those who remain on our prayer list, as well as for others in our hearts and for situations in our lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of patient love, you await the return of the wayward and wandering, and eagerly embrace them in pardon. Through baptism, you have clothed us with the glory of Christ and restored our inheritance. Give us generous hearts to welcome all who seek a place at the table of your unconditional love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You make the land to produce a harvest that sustains your entire creation. Equip farmers and farm workers who till the soil. Nourish the earth with ample rainfall and abundant sunshine. Heal the grounds marred by fire and floodwaters. We especially pray for those devastated in Maui from the terrible fires and those who are in the path of Hurricane Idalia. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of peace, we lift up to you countries that are divided and in conflict, both with their neighbors and within their own borders. Act quickly to bring an end to war. Anoint peacemakers trained in the art of diplomacy and foster a spirit of collaboration among political rivals. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Your people cry for help in times of distress. Resolve disagreements among family members. Save those experiencing financial hardship. Hear our prayers for those who are sick, grieving, experiencing mental health issues, and lonely. Console us with the promise that everything can become new. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Accept these prayers, gracious God, and those known only to you, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who rose beyond the bounds of death, and as he has promised, poured out your spirit of life and power upon the chosen disciples. At this the whole earth exults in boundless joy, and so with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Hosanna in the highest.
hear these words this night, that truly we come and we gather. So in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. And when he'd given thanks, he gave it to all to drink, saying, "Take and drink, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in the remembrance of me." Together we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For those that are online, take and eat. This is the body of Christ broken for you. Take and drink. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. May you know that God's promise and presence is with you as it is with us here in this place. All are welcome as we receive this gift from God. Know that the dark color is the wine, the light color is the grape juice. There's gluten-free if you so desire. Come, for all are welcome. Hear the blessing this day. May we go in grace and peace to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to touch a broken world. May we go in grace and peace to love the world on behalf of Jesus, to represent him to a broken world. May we go in grace and peace to discover the joy of joining the work of Jesus, finding him among the broken of the world. We do this always in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand as we sing our closing hymn.
Make a difference in someone's life today. Thanks be to God. Amen.